You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, this is not a daycare. That's the daycare intro. All right? This is grad school. You should have had Bach or somebody else play. So is that him breathing like a hyena in the background? Dude, you need to move that phone from your nose.
You know what, man?
We let you on here. It's not my idea, okay? This is Anthony. He's in charge.
This was my idea. I'll take full ownership of it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have just been talking about you, but not with you. So let's go with the, what's he called this thing? The Super Six Pack?
Yes, it's the most anticipated six pack in the world.
Among 15 people in the world, he says the most anticipated. That's pretty dope. I give him credit. The intro, if I didn't know him, I would think, man, that's badass. Yeah. But now that I know him, I know.
If you didn't know me, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. If I didn't know him, that'd be cool.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, brother. I'm glad you all were able to make it to 6 o'clock today, knowing what happened last night.
Well, we're veterans. We've been through this.
Hey, you've been around the block before.
You've been around the block. I get it. Yeah. You'll find, well, hopefully, you'll find out one day.
Yeah, so I guess we can just get started on the six pack.
Yeah.
Linnell had the first pick yesterday in our super six pack, and he had Luke McCaffrey. How you grading him out, Linnell?
I thought he was good, but obviously the big time play that he makes, the great play call by Cliff Kingsbury, running the fake screen and getting the fade coming from the slot.
Hell of a play.
A tremendous play call. And the one wrinkle I would say, just to give Cliff some credit, was Laramie Tunsil actually going out and blocking like it was a real screenplay.
Yeah.
So it was a great play, great play design. But he's there to make the catch, runs into the end zone, doesn't get caught like some other guys that we know, but his special teams impact continues to be there. I think for him, it's about opportunities. And upon further review, and I don't know how much you understand of this, it's not to be overly critical. It's not to be malicious towards anybody. Like, Jaden Daniels had another up-and-down performance. And when I say up-and-down, I mean there were plays that were left out there. And I think when you look at all 32 starting quarterbacks across the NFL, when you turn their all-22 on, there are going to be plays that they left out there. But Luke was open four times than he was actually targeted. And that's something that's been a talking point amongst the fan base. The offense is going to reach a point when they reach full health to where they're clicking on all cylinders. And I just don't think that they're there quite yet. But Luke has made the most of his opportunity. The numbers in the last 3 weeks when he's seen his usage really pick up is out of this world. So I'm glad I once again picked him. That's another good pick by me, by the way. And do I get credit for choosing the same guy 2 weeks in a row? For all the people that said I was just off of Luke McCaffrey, I'm moving tact is how I would put it. I'm slowly becoming a fan of Luke McCaffrey after the, you know, initial conversation we had about him this offseason.
To be honest, I think you're taking the easy way out when you pick Luke McCaffrey back-to-back weeks. That's like picking Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
you know,
I know.
Every pick.
I agree.
But,
with
hey,
you.
Look, Doc, we're true to this, though,
yeah,
Doc.
I agree with it. Well, but again, Fennell, he didn't win a lot. He didn't get a lot of things right. Yeah. So when he does, I think we owe him that.
Right.
To let that spotlight, you know, shine on him because he's not used to it.
Right.
He's right, the more he'll become comfortable with the spotlight on
him. If I'm not mistaken, we had reverse seniority going, and Anthony was next.
I was next. And I had ended up picking Josh Connelly Jr. And I think he had a solid outing. I think Montez Sweat had a few pressures. Montez Sweat, in general, he actually had himself a solid game. You forced a fumble. You get a pass deflection at the line. You pressure JD5. You almost had a sack, but
you can connect with him mentally.
Yeah.
If somebody makes that bridge, he's going to be a perennial All-Star.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, he had his one-on-one opportunities. We weren't sliding double teams to him.
You definitely felt his impact.
Yeah, but the baby, for his first time out, first year going, I didn't even know. I don't even know you're even playing. That's when I like you.
Yeah.
Because your name is not being called because ain't nobody ripping you apart. You ain't grabbing. You ain't necktying somebody. You're not tackling anybody. That's a great game for an offensive lineman. A rookie. Going up against a former friend. No, that was where our growth is going. I didn't even know he was in the game. That's what I don't need to know that. That's the way I like it.
Yeah, I think I would just tip my cap to Montez Sweat because, again, he was able to make his presence felt.
He did.
Despite, you know, not actually going out there and physically abusing Josh Connelly Jr.
Right.
So.
Right. We agree.
Yeah.
Good football minds always seem to understand what the other guy's thinking.
Yeah. Coming in at number three, Doc, your guy was Chris Paul. How do you think he played?
I don't think he was dominant. I think he was solid. But again, how many holdings did he get?
None.
They had some success on his side. It was a quality offensive line deal, but I don't think he was in a position to dominate like I was hoping he would be.
Well, none of them dominated.
Him pulling... them choking the ball down the Bears' throat. We were good, but we weren't nasty at all up front with the running game, in my opinion.
If I may chime in,
yeah, go ahead.
I would agree to disagree. Okay. I thought the interior three of this offensive line last night gave up more quick pressures and got beat more inside than they had. Really, since Green Bay is the best way, when they scared Cliff out of running the ball more than 10 times in the game. Mm-hmm. That was the last time I saw the interior three, talk about the guard, center guard combo, this offensive line actually get taken to town.
You're probably right. You're probably right because I refuse to watch it again. I don't want to be in that. If I had to watch this again, I might not have made it.
You would have vomited.
Because I'm still really angry. Because I know we're better than we displayed. We're better than that. It wasn't going to be a masterpiece performance, but it should have been enough to win.
I just am surprised that the lack of success they had running the football. And I know, it all starts with, there were some quick pressures, and we were laughing when we were doing our little thing when Billings, 93, shoots through, and then Bill makes him miss in the backfield. He makes him look silly, but it's a play that he's making 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he ends up gaining three. So it's really a gain of five, how I look at it. But there were too many of those last night, and I know you watched it as thoroughly as we both did. Did you feel that way when you were watching it? Now that we're on the topic of interior offensive lines, I thought that group struggled last night.
No, I would.
Center guard combo.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think Wiley, in terms of the communication up front, anyway, Wiley definitely got beat a couple of times. I think Biotis maybe didn't slide. I would credit the lack of communication when it came to them being able to get pressure up the middle. That's what I would credit it to. But. That was tough, man.
It was hard to watch for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21 carries, 72 yards.
Yeah, I mean it's junior varsity level stuff.
Yeah, but they also put 8-9 people in the box. They were hell bent on stopping the run, and Cliff, I just don't think did a good job.
Worse.
Yeah.
Because they were daring you to run, and we should have been bombs away. We should have been with our quarterback. That's unacceptable.
I mean, but that's where not we having
got
Terry.
Punked. We got punked into doing something we didn't want to do.
Here's the other piece of it, too, though. Like, this game offensively was lost on six or seven plays. It's not like throughout the course of the night. they were pretty consistent offensively, I would say, throughout the course of the night. Mm-hmm. They had the same situation pop up. Like, the one that sticks out to me is Jaden's intentional grounding and how that turns a second down into a third and totally unmanageable, and now your drive's over.
Yeah, well, he
little
did it
plays
himself.
Like that, yeah. that cost you. We always say it's 6 to 7 plays that kind of make the difference in a football game. Mm-hmm. I thought offensively, I don't know, man. It was they had a couple of plays that really set back drives and stopped them from, you know, maximizing the drive and getting as many points as possible.
I mean, so did the Bears, though. They had the left tackle being in the backfield. They had Olamide Zaccheaus dropping the drag, and he would have been gone. He would have been gone. Bobby wasn't catching him.
And guess who was on? Yeah.
No, I saw it, bro. Hey, look, I saw what you saw.
Oh, it was clean as day.
Yeah,
if you
gone.
Didn't see this, you shouldn't be in this business.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Linnell, next guy we had, number 4, coming on the Super Six Pack, Daron Payne. How do you think he played?
Once again, I would lump his play in with the rest of the group on the interior defensive line, just getting moved too much at the point of attack. They weren't – I thought they were better than
– You know, he's active. When you see him, I expect him to be better than he is almost every time he plays. That's my personal expectation. That's on me. I look at Daron Payne, I say, oh, my God. And he flashes, but he's not the bell cow. Only because I've seen other – like, you watch John Randall play? I mean, dude, this been – I mean – there's just too many people that have done things. You go, oh, my goodness. Great. He's done it, but not at the level of consistency that I expect him to. What is he lacking? He's a freak. He's quick. He's powerful. I don't get it.
But that's been, you know, the knock on him. Like, can you be consistent? Can you be that guy we saw in the 2021-2022 season?
Yeah, no, you're right.
We haven't seen it.
But, see, there's a theory that I believe in. It's when you get them young. See, they slobbered all over them when they were young and they hadn't done anything.
Mm.
You got to make them earn that first one. You give them a way back on draft rankings. Draft rankings don't mean nothing to me. It's what you do. I've seen too many guys. You see, Dexter was in the 5th round.
Yeah.
They've not touched him yet. Charles, they ain't touched him yet. World Grant was, they 12th. They ain't touched him yet. That boy was an animal. On demand, play 2 positions.
See, I didn't take the integrity out of this thing. Can I be transparent for a second? I know I just went mute for a second.
Man, yeah. That was the best part of the show.
My smoke detector just went off cooking something.
You know what?
So I had to mute us for a second.
And do you realize that we're not surprised at that? You in the kitchen. Hey, number one, you can't cook.
I'm just being transparent.
I understand that, but why are you cooking?
Awful for doing that.
Why are you cooking?
I'm hungry, and it's 6:18 at night. This is what normal people eat dinner.
No, but you're not normal, and you don't know how to cook.
No, I'm not normal. I know. You didn't even ask me what I had going. I got a chicken parm situation going on. I'm trying to do some stuff tonight. But no.
Are you almost done?
I'm done now. I turned it off.
Did you have anything to add on Payne and his performance?
I would just say the entirety of that defensive front seven, I throw the linebackers in there as well. They weren't particularly great either. It just is disheartening because, and you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I came on the record and said I thought they had fixed this run defense. Doesn't look fixed after last night.
Do you think
at your opponent coming up here on the schedule that run the football, you know it.
So, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Do you think Eddie Goldman's lack of presence or just not being there yesterday, how much of an impact was felt?
That's a coaching thing. And me and Doc talked about it last night. It's no way the 2 practice squad call-ups are 2 wide receivers and you know Eddie Goldman's not going to give it a go. You think that you can legitimately get away with Jalen Holmes? I don't care if it's only 15 snaps inside. It's 15 snaps where you're probably going to lose. He's not meant to play on the interior of a defensive line. He's more of a defensive end. And he's a reserve defensive end spot rotation guy at that. So I don't know. I thought that was an interesting roster decision to go with Ja'Cory Brooks. I knew they were going to call Tay Martin up because they had done that the last 2 weeks. But to go with Ja'Cory Brooks and not a Sheldon Day, to give you replace the guy that's going to be inactive. You just let your rotation. I didn't like that decision at all. I'm not saying that that was ultimately the determining factor, because I thought throughout the night, the front seven, the corners, the guys that were in that box position down at being the last man on the line of scrimmage, we didn't set edges well. It's not all on the interior. That's why I say as a whole, that front four, front seven just didn't play well. But the decision to go with Ja'Cory Brooks and not call up Sheldon Day when you knew Eddie was going to be out makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I would agree. The next person up in our Super Six Pack was Jordan McGee. For the love of me, I cannot understand why we can't get this guy on the field. They were in 11, 12 personnel yesterday, and this guy only played one defensive snap. He played one defensive snap. It was insane to me. So it ain't too much to like weigh in on him. It's more so I have questions.
But where are your questions directed towards is kind of my thing, because I look at it, I try to be objective with it. He's not playing, one, because they don't trust him to play. And then I begin to think, well, why don't they think he can help them? That's where, you know, it's questions to be asked. Like you said, I think you described it perfectly if we're going to leave it on the cutting room floor like that. It's just there are questions as to why he's not playing. I totally agree.
Well, hey, look, all I can do is hope, you know, they coach him up, figure it out, because that is a guy that plays for speed. He can be physical, and I think he would have helped in the run game. I'm not going to say he would have been the problem solver, because it wasn't just, you know, the linebacker. I think the whole front seven, you know, work in tandem, but it was bad.
When you, I don't even want to be, now I feel like I'm being messy asking this question to both of y'all. Do you think it was a more of a linebacker thing or a front four thing? Because they were getting pushed back into the linebackers. I thought the front four, I was highly disappointed. Especially when you consider how well they had played in all of these losses. They had kind of been the one consistent thing about the defense, and then you saw the damn bust last night.
I think it's a combination of both, to be honest. Like, I think on the stretch plays, when they were getting outside, the linebackers were trying to shoot the gaps. They weren't necessarily getting there. Swift's hitting the edge. There's nobody at the second level. So I would probably say a little bit of both, maybe more so the linebackers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, and then the last person, Doc, your guy, Johnny Newton. He was number six in the Super Six Pack.
Yeah, I thought the collegiate location, feeling, you know, the big-time Bears, I didn't see the flash points that I was hoping to see. By that, did he just dominate? He would, you know, make some plays in there, and not enough. If he did, it wasn't enough.
Yeah, he had one play early in the game, but again, I think to your point, just not enough.
And it's me, felt my
like
fault.
Felt like it should have been an uptick of snaps for him with Eddie Goldman being on the shelf.
Yeah. And I don't even know offhand, I haven't seen it again yet. I just can't stomach that right now. But I would have felt it in the game because you'd have been in the highlights playing the Bears. I mean, oh my God, it's just...
Nah, but yeah, that concludes the Super Six Pack. Big L, thank you for your participation. Up next, we will have Around the NFL, our picks. Linnell, you won't be with us, but would you like to know your record ahead of time?
I thought we were keeping this conversation off the record.
Oh, my God.
Why would we do that?
Not being brought to the forefront. And that's okay.
Let me ask a question.
Of some people on the
let me just ask a question. How do you do? Let me ask you this. Who was in last place?
NELL underscore BTP.
BTP. Yeah. Okay, that's all we need to know. That's all we need to know.
This is the first week of our picks as a trio now. So
right,
it's okay. It's only week one. People out there that are rooting for me genuinely, I appreciate it.
Well, and you were in last place.
It's only week one.
Yeah, okay, but you were in last place.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay,
it's a long season.
We shall see.
Tell you all out there. I know you won't hear from me till Thursday. It's a long season. We'll be all right.
What do you mean we'll hear from you till Thursday?
Well, like you would call it, it's the varsity for the next 2 days. You today, tomorrow, I'm back on Thursday.
Well, I was going to leave that surprise for the listeners.
Oh, so my apologies. Anthony didn't tell me that.
No, it's okay.
N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P.
Yeah, what is your handle? We'll throw it out. Just
I
to
just
help
gave
you
it
with
out.
The,
just
oh,
gave
oh
it
you
it
did. Okay.
N-E-L-L
underscore BTP. Okay.
And you hear this? This is Doc Walker, not setting the edge.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Linnell. Go back to the kitchen. And
can I turn the noodles back on? I will do that.
You're burning noodles?
You don't need to do noodles, dude.
Pigeon Parm Angel Hair noodles. Yeah, I had it up too high. I was trying to. I'm hungry.
Yeah, but you don't need to be doing that.
But you were burning the noodles. It's crazy.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you burn noodles.
You know what? Goodbye. Say goodbye. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Jeez, I mean, Christmas. Do we have to do this every week? I hope not.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We welcome back Burgundy and Gold today. Do you really believe that Linnell was cooking? I don't. I just don't.
To be honest, the fact that he was burning angel hair noodles, I might actually believe him. I don't think he added enough water.
I don't think he knows what he's doing in the kitchen.
I mean, yeah, I think both things can be true.
Okay. Like Rooster, I really believe Rooster knows his way around a kitchen. Linnell, I don't. It's all brown bag. Yeah, it's all carry out. All right. Super six pack down. He's in last place. Another confirmation week two. And now we're uncovering our picks.
Yeah, we're going to go around the NFL.
Okay.
Look at these games, see how we did, Doc.
Okay. Because
you don't know how you did.
No, I know how I did.
You think you did good?
I did damn well. Yeah.
You think you did good?
I know I did. No, I did better than good.
You think you did better than me?
I think I did better than you, of course.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you think highly of yourself.
Yeah. This is all backed on record.
Yeah.
This is history.
It is.
Yeah.
First game, we definitely did Eagles Giants last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you, of course, somehow predicted that the Giants were going to win that game. I'm proud of you. Linnell and I, we both chose the Eagles. So you're up 1-0. After that, we had the Jets versus the Broncos over in London, man, 9:30 in the morning. Did you watch that game?
That would be a 0. No.
You didn't watch the game?
I don't watch games that I know the win outcome.
Oh, you already knew?
Yeah.
It was a competitive game, though, Doc. 13-11?
It's the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. Jets actually had a chance to win this game, though.
They've had a chance in several games.
Yeah. Are the Jets just that bad? Do they just have this dark cloud over them?
You know, there's not a big separation amongst almost any team, to me,
yeah,
in this league. But if you're not really good at the most important position and you don't have a guy that on defense that's damn near unblockable, it's kind of like why the league is so popular.
Yeah.
You're not getting slaughtered, but you don't win. You lose an edge. Kansas City being depleted of talent, it's the best thing that happened for all of us. It really is amazing how close they were. Even they didn't win, but nobody slaughters them. And when they get their ammunition back, you get punked.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Justin Fields, he freaking had 45 passing yards and negative 10 net yards because he got sacked 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
– it's a problem.
That can happen.
It's a problem.
So, yeah, we both chose the Broncos. Linnell, for some reason, chose the Jets.
You know, what's wrong? It's normal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was normal.
Next up, 1 o'clock window. We had the Colts taking on the Cardinals. You and I both. I think Linnell also chose the Colts too. Oh yeah, he was bright enough to make that decision. But we both chose the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals gave them a scare though, Doc.
It's the NFL.
Gave them a scare. No Kyler Murray.
The Commanders almost beat the Bears.
Yep. We did.
The NFL.
Yeah. So yeah, we all chose the Colts. Next up, we had the Chargers versus the Dolphins. You and I both chose the Chargers, of course. And Linnell, for some reason, chose the Dolphins. Even though I will say the Dolphins should have won that game, Doc. The Dolphins should, if they sack Justin Herbert on that last possession and doesn't allow Ladd McConkey to catch the ball and run 30 yards down the field, the Dolphins get that dub. What'd you make of Tua in the postgame, though, talking about players skipping meetings?
I don't pay attention to the losing team's quarterbacks.
Ah.
You know, I don't know why anybody would be interested in anything that the losing quarterback had to say about his team.
Yeah.
But again, you guys eat that up. What do you call that? Is that an age thing? People my age don't pay attention when somebody's mouth is moving, but they're not saying anything.
Yeah. No, I feel you then. I mean, it's just also news.
No, but why would I listen to anything that Tua says? I don't ever hear Tua say anything
positive
that makes me go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tua, he's been in the headlines and
makes
not
a ton of money.
Yeah, he does.
I ain't mad at him now.
He does.
Believe me.
Next game, we had the Patriots versus the Saints. Mm-hmm. Patriots, man, Drake may look good. They are first in the AFC East for the first time in 5 years.
I'm surprised
you know who was there 5 years ago, right?
Surprised you didn't pick New Orleans.
Oh no, I wasn't going to do that.
Okay.
I mean, we all chose the Patriots. I was surprised Linnell
chose the Patriots?
Yes, shockingly. Wow. Okay.
Yep. He got lucky.
Yeah, he did. Steelers-Browns. Steelers went out there, put belt to butt. they look good, man. The defense, anyway, they look good. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's operating like a...
It's the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Tony, he's been texting me. I can always tell when they win.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's texted me 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They look good. Did you check out Dylan Gabriel? Do you think they should have moved on to Shedeur Sanders being down late in the game?
I didn't watch it. It's a zero game. Why would I watch it?
Ah. Hey, look. Yeah. I think we're on
Shedeur
watch.
See, y'all follow traffic. Y'all are looky-loos. You watch the traffic. It's a rubberneck. I don't do that.
I just want to see, you know.
Life is too good, a headline coming out of. No. It's gossip. It's got you're surprising me. You got some of them Willingham characteristics. Yeah.
I mean, hey, look, Doc, I'm still young, you know.
It's just like Coach Thompson would say, that's foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you chose the Browns. Linnell also chose the Browns.
Yeah.
I was the only one to get this one right. Steelers.
But you know why I chose the Browns.
Oh, that defense. I mean, the defense.
No, it had nothing to do with the team. I don't choose anything Big Tony's.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, mind, you should have put a smiley face next to it.
Ah, a wink next time.
Yeah, of course.
So, anytime the Steelers play, I just know you won't be rooting for them.
Not for Big Tony.
I bet so.
Under any circumstances.
Then no more.
Okay, all right.
What if he chooses them to lose? Then will you
I don't do any. If Big Tony goes right, I go left.
All right, bet. Say no more. Next game up. This one shocked everybody.
First of all, you should have known it was a joke when I agree with Linnell. Why would I choose anybody that he chooses? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next game up. The Cowboys versus the Panthers. Now, we all got this one wrong, Doc.
Yeah.
We all got this one wrong.
But it's almost like two smiley faces again. You think we were going to take Dallas?
I mean, we did take Dallas.
I didn't take Dallas.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I really made a mistake.
Yeah.
No. You know what?
You might have bumped your head.
No. I took Dak.
Ah, that's what it was. Okay. Dak had a good game.
No, their offense is smoking.
Yeah. Dak had a good game.
Yeah.
25 for 34, 261, 3 tuds.
If you don't take Dallas's offer, you're just a hater. What is it not to like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you look at Rico Dowdle, though, the Panthers running back. He put up, Doc, 239 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah,
the
but
most,
against Dallas.
The most. It's still 239.
It's Dallas.
The most in their franchise.
Okay.
All right, hey, look, you're saying it's Dallas, so I expect us to go out there and put up 400.
If we don't run the ball and win, then I'm going to be so. Linnell will be here doing the whole show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we all fell short on that one. Next game, Seahawks versus the Jets.
Oh, we didn't take Dallas?
No, we all took Dallas, but they lost. Yeah. The next game.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Now I get it. See, this is the thing. Even when you pick them, boy, they're just terrible. Okay, no problem.
The next game, Seahawks Jaguars. I was trying to tell Linnell, he's hell bent on the Jags.
The Jaguar.
You and I, we made the right decision. We went with
football.
The Seahawks.
Have you seen the Seahawks play?
Seahawks. That nasty. Front four?
Nasty.
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 Sam Darnold? Nasty.
Ballin'.
Jackson Smith and Jigma?
A freak.
Nasty.
Freak.
So, yeah, they went out there. They had Trevor Lawrence and all types of hell. But, yeah, Sam Darnold, him and Baker Mayfield, they've been looking good.
Baker Mayfield is no joke.
The Ravens versus Rams, I don't really think we need to talk too much about it. We all chose the Rams.
Lamar,
the Ravens bye week coming at this time is perfect. You give Lamar another week to, you know, get his hamstring right, but he's going to have to pull them out of hell. They sit at 1-5 right now. But I think if there's one guy that could, you know, pull his team from a 1-5 hole, I think Lamar is. And if he does do it, give him the MVP. Give him the MVP because their schedule does not get easier.
I'm not trying to insult you, but you sound like Linnell.
What you mean?
It's so far away. Let him do half of it first.
Okay, you're right.
Bring it up.
You're right.
You and him, maybe it's just a byproduct of your age. But you're talking about something as if it's because of you in your world, there's a lot of fantasy.
Interesting.
And so it allows you to think outside of a boundary.
Yep.
That people my age look at it and go, what are you talking about? They're terrible.
Yeah.
Now, you can lose 5 games and still make it into the playoff, but what kind of team you going to have? Even when Baltimore's at its best, it's dumb as dirt when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
So, they're just entertainment to me. I love this style of football. I'm so disappointed in them because I bit the apple and went against the Chiefs. In my heart, when I knew better.
Yep.
But that's why now, never ever. One fight you won't get me to go against Kansas City.
Never going
to
do it again.
Never, ever, ever, ever. I'll go down in defeat.
As long as you learn from it, Doc.
But you, you did well. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. We all had the Rams on that one. Want to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll get through the rest of the games.
Roger that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Joker, B-ball, bouncing, Wizards. Not far away. Burgundy and gold today. Here we go. Wrapping it up here, NFL style. Proud of you, Ant.
Sir, man. Hey, look. I'm doing just fine, man.
Yeah, you're doing. You're doing well. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
All right, next game we got. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I had to get my headphones right. Where we leave off? Raiders, Titans. Hey, Doc, surprisingly, we all got this wrong. We all got this one wrong. We thought the Raiders were going – I mean, the Titans' defense were going to be able to stand up against the Raiders. We were sadly wrong, and then they're – head coach also got fired, too. So
Yep. That was, I think it's my first law. Yeah, it's first serious. I had to take that one because I legitimately thought that I'd go with that. And it's hard for me to go against the Raiders, but they've been just awful.
Yeah, they were terrible. The next game, Packers-Bengals. You and I got that right. I think Linnell also did, too.
I doubt it.
Oh, no, he got it right, too.
Oh, he did. Okay, you got lucky.
Let's get him a pat on the back, finally.
Okay.
I'm still not sold on that defense. Like, they made us look crazy on Thursday Night Football, but they have not been as dominant as they were against us. So, I know they got some work to do, but they improved to 3-1-1. The next game, Baker Mayfield, man, he led them over the 49ers. Fred Warner leaves that game with a gruesome ankle injury.
He killed me. He's out.
Yeah, that one hurt. That one freaking hurt.
Yeah.
But the 49ers still look good.
And they have 2 quarterbacks.
Yeah, they do. That dude, Kyle Shanahan, man, he is he's nasty.
Will he ever get the big one?
We shall see. But I don't know. The way the Bucs are playing, the fact that Baker didn't have Mike Evans, didn't have Chris Godwin, he lost Emeka Egbuka, and he still went out there and dropped 30.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is nasty. Definitely the front runner for MVP this season. The Sunday night football game, Doc, you chose against the freaking Chiefs. And guess what they did? We all did, actually. And they went out there and reminded us who they are. Their backs were against the wall. We should have known
that. I went against the Chiefs?
Yeah, you did.
No way.
You chose the Lions.
No way. Oh, the Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Because the Lions were one of the hottest teams going into the game.
No, I can see. I deserve this.
Yep.
I deserved it because I never, ever, but I did it because the Lions, those of, I'm like, oh, man, they do everything I love.
Yep.
And I love the big fella. And, but Kansas City, man, and I should have known because I say don't ever.
Yeah.
And I did it against him and Andy.
Yep.
See, Andy.
And they were home.
Andy just doesn't look like an offensive guy.
Yeah.
But the boy, man.
You don't play.
Yeah, so that was good. That was fun. Yeah. I got to give it to you, too.
Oh, we had one more game yesterday. The Bills versus the Falcons.
I don't think I lost on it.
Yeah, we lost that one as well.
And you know what?
You had a good week, though, Doc.
I was all right.
You had a good week?
I lost three.
Uh-uh. You lost five.
That's impossible.
You lost five.
No, you're talking about you because you had Pittsburgh. I was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then you lost four.
Yeah.
Because the Commanders game, too. Commanders and Bills yesterday.
Oh, my God.
You lost those.
I was
awful. before yesterday, you were looking good.
No, I was awful.
You were looking good.
That's awful. You didn't lose that, man. I lost five games.
Yep, 10-5. I went 9-6.
It's terrible.
It's okay.
It was terrible. You know, I'm going to have to go on that. Y'all were fantastic today. I got bad news for you. Oh, we'll do it again tomorrow. Do it again tomorrow.
Yes,
then I got bad news for you. God bless you.